So doing that series, Know All Things, at first it sounds crazy to even make that comment, but once you make the comment and then you start showing it, hidden in plain view, the truth is hidden in plain view. And like somebody made a comment on my channel the other day. She said the reason people can't see it because they don't have Jesus. So the only way to, who's the creator of all things? God. Jesus is God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if Jesus is in you by his spirit, he will teach you all things. When you first hear that, you think that's impossible, but it's not. The Holy Spirit teaches you all things because he's the creator of all things. Just how much do you want? How much do you want to learn? How much are you willing to stretch your mind and step out of the flesh mind to the spirit mind? To step into the spirit mind from the flesh mind is a whole new world. The flesh mind is only worried about time and results and energy and stuff down here. The spirit mind knows it's already finished. It's already complete. The spirit mind is outside of time. The spirit mind is outside of space. The spirit mind is really high and lifted up, way higher than the flesh creatures, the flesh mind. You know that in the energy of the flesh, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing, he says. You can't know all things without Jesus. The devil, Lucifer, he can give you some Lucy light, but he's not going to give you the whole truth. What's the devil going to say? The devil's going to say, you're God. The devil's going to lead you to believe that you're God. And the reality is you're a farmer. God gives you a platform to play on, and you're just a farmer planting seed inside that platform. It's like Twitter and YouTube. They give you a platform to play on, but there's rules to the game that you have to play on their platform. And it would be true if I had created a platform, I'd have to kick certain people off, you know. When you own a platform, or you run a platform, you have rules to it. And there's always going to be agents and trolls and all kinds of defamers. I mean, these people are miserable. They just sit on the computer all day and that's what they do. They're actually demonic. And a lot of them, it's the military industrial complex. They don't want you to... And also, it's a lot of it's the system trying to isolate you. They don't want you communicating with other people who are believers, you know. Because if two believers start to talk, this is why I protect people I talk to in the real world. Because when they realize you're talking to somebody, somebody's getting ready to get free, or somebody's going to grow in knowledge and truth. And so you're talking spiritual truth with somebody, the devil's mad because you're either pulling them out of the Babylon, or if they're another believer, both of you are teaching each other because iron sharpens iron. And so as you pull each other up out of this, see, when you compare notes, you see a pattern and you realize what you're in. They have to remove you from somebody else who's enlightened if they can. They will want to separate. They will cause drama, lies, chaos, any kind of trouble. To separate you from somebody who's growing or getting free, or somebody who is free, because two free people talking, one can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. So that, and you know, a lot of times though, as you vibrate higher in the spirit mind, people from the past have to go away. And the past stuff has to leave you. It'll try to come back, but it has to leave because you've already shifted your mind, your core being. let's say you're under a legalistic church and you get free and you say, it's not legalism, it's spirit walking. You'll never go back to a legalist church. And when the legalistic preacher comes knocks on your door, you know them a mile away. You say, what are you talking about, man? If they call you on the phone, if they got your phone number, which they probably won't, because when they all talk, they all know, they know who's free and who's not. If you're not a slave to one, if you're still in legalism, they want you to join a church to be a slave to that church. And all these churches, they don't care which church you join, as long as you join one, become a legalistic slave and tied to the system. And they want to keep you so busy that you're not enlightened directly from God himself, that you need some preacher to teach you something. See, they want to take away, they want to short circuit your connection with God directly. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want to short circuit your tie to source. Because when you tie to source, you see through their game and they can't vampire off of you anymore. They can't psychic vampire, they can't financially vampire, they can't drain your energy, your life force, and they can't feed off of you, because it's actually a legalistic demon, really. Legalism is preaching another gospel. That's a demon. When you take away that vampire, I got one across the street. She no longer vampires off of me because I didn't let her. But she would want, she, if I went on, she'd try it again. It was pretty bad when you got a neighbor who's a vampire, but they're all over the place. Not just hers, they're everywhere. Next door, across the street. Uber riders. When you cut off the vampires, you go back to peace. See, here's the deal with the vampire. The vampire is an abuser, and they want you to get used to the abuse. They want you to accept their abuse. They want you to accept the narcissist, the player, the psychopath, the sociopath. They want you to accept their way of identifying you into some kind of fake reality relationship. It's total insanity. They don't know what to do with somebody who's connected to source directly, who gets their information from source and downloads directly from God, the Holy Spirit. They don't know what to do with you because they can't control you, see. They want to control. Why do they want to control? Because they're in fear. They're afraid, so they want to control you. That's all. Facebook and Google, and all, they know we can make platforms. We could make a truther platform that we wouldn't even need YouTube and all. But why do we use YouTube? We're trying to win souls. We're trying to reach souls. Reach out into the world and win some souls, you know. I have to cut this short. I was going to make a long video, but what's the gist of the matter? Cry out to God, or ask God, or beg God, or seek, knock, ask, whatever you need to do, whatever state you're in, to teach you directly, to show you directly. Yeah, you can use other people to learn, but you should be able to compare the truth with the truth. The seed is within itself. The truth is within the truth. In other words, if somebody's speaking, it has to line up with foundational truth of the universe. I'm watching my neighbor carry her groceries in. I saw a comment one time. They said, why is it you never see people carrying their groceries in the house? Well, I just saw somebody doing it, so that kind of throws that theory out. They said it's all fake because you never see anybody carrying groceries in the house. That throws that theory out, but you'd hardly ever see people carrying groceries, that's for sure. There's something to it. I haven't thought about it, but there's There's a reason you don't see people carrying groceries in the house much. I have to think about it.